welcome you to another edition of What's Brewing with myself, host DJ Shockley. Each and every week we talk no X's and O's. We get to know the player that's actually on the field. This week, you've seen him around. Everybody knows what he does. The Missouri native, Mr. Willie Moe himself. How you doing, Willie
Moe? What's up, baby? Appreciate you having me.
Ain't no doubt. We appreciate we having Willie Moe here. Now, like I said, we would not ask any X's and O's questions. This is all the people, the man, William Moore. Willie Moe, let's get started. Now, people, everybody know, we talked about this before we came on, you like to rap. Everybody know you can drop some balls. Everybody know that. We ain't going to make you freestyle or nothing, but yeah. Where did your love for wordplay come from?
Oh, man, just putting them together, man. Mm-hmm. Started sixth grade, beating on the desk. And
sixth grade.
You know, I feel like it got better with time. I just enjoy doing it, man.
Right. And I tell the people want to know, is there any significance behind the number 25? I know the significance behind it, but I don't think a lot of people, the Falcons fans, know the significance behind number 25 and why you wear it personally.
Absolutely.
Let the people know exactly why Willie Moe is always repping the 25.
Always. As long as I'm playing, I'll be repping 25. That comes from my former teammate, Aaron O'Neill, in college. You know, very, very close friend of mine. You know, we came in together as freshmen. And, you know, unfortunately, he passed away in practice. And it was very hard for, you know, not only me, for his family, for the organization, for the whole college community. You know, it was very sad. And I promised his dad, after I talked to him, I said I'll be repping 25.
Nice.
You know, every chance I get, man.
Nice. Now, everybody knows you went to the University of Missouri. You beat my Bulldogs last year. We're gonna leave that alone because we'll make sure we rehash that later on.
Okay.
But tell some people what's good about Missouri. People don't really know much about Missouri. Maybe they do, but what makes Missouri significant?
Number one, Missouri probably the best school probably in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Is that documented? Go That's a that. Fact?
It's somewhere in there now.
Really?
I can call Gary Pinkelman and confirm that now. But, yeah, it's an awesome school, man. And, you know, just like every other college, they care about the players, you know, and number one goal when you get there is education, you
no
know,
doubt.
And they sell it and they stick behind it.
And the last question of the day before we let you go, Willie, we call this Shock Gets Real Personal with Willie Moe. Now, everybody knows Willie Moe can dress. They've seen him on Sundays when he put on his three-piece. Now, when people see Willie Moe in his three-piece, what is the message Willie Moe is trying to put out to the people about his fashion sense?
I'm always ready, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I'm always ready. You know, I just like to, you know, it goes way back. I used to get fresh for church every Sunday. Mm. And, you know, one day out of the week, you get to dress up.
Always kept your Easter suit on.
You know what I'm saying? It's only one day out of the week you let people know you about business. And, I just like that feel when I show up at the Dome and I got my suit on.
Mm-hmm.
You just know I'm showing up for business, you know?
You just heard what Willie Moe say. He is always ready for business on and off the field. It's been another edition of What's Brewing. We thank Willie Moe for stopping by. We'll see you next time.